Hello, and welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. We have a short story today, and it might be one that you already know. I want to thank Peace Out listeners Alyssa, age 9, and Kira, age 5, for suggesting a relaxation story based on the tortoise and the hare. I'm told that they enjoy listening and relaxing to our stories every evening at home. Thank you, Alyssa and Kira. I hope you enjoy this one. First, let's get comfortable. Lie down on the floor or on your bed, or find a comfortable place to sit. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Let's start with the calm down countdown. I'm going to count backwards from 10. And all you need to do is breathe. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Once upon a time, there was a great race. This race was between a hare and a tortoise. A hare looks a lot like a rabbit and is in the same family as rabbits. They're usually herbivores, which means they only eat plants. They have very long ears and run very, very fast. While rabbits live underground in burrows or warrens, hares don't usually live in groups and live above ground in nests. A tortoise is a type of turtle and moves very slowly and lives on the land. The hare and the tortoise decided to have a race one day. The hare was sure that he'd have no trouble winning because he was so fast. The tortoise thought she had a good chance of winning too, because even though she was slow, she never gave up. Let's be part of the action and do the actions of the hare and the tortoise as they race. The hare runs very fast. Bend your knees and lift your legs off the ground so that it looks like you're sitting in a chair that's lying flat on the floor. Now, move your legs like you're running very fast. And while you're running, think about how your legs are feeling right now, moving through the air. Heavy? Light? Is this easy? Are your leg muscles getting tired? Now gently let your legs float back flat on the floor. Give them a little wiggle. Now relax them and let them fall where it feels comfortable. Now let's be the tortoise and pretend to be moving forward with our arms. Stretch your arms straight out to either side. You should be making a lowercase T shape with your body. Make sure your palms are facing up. I'm going to ask you to bring your arms up and touch your palms together above your chest like you're clapping. And as you do this, take a deep breath in. Then, when you bring your arms down to the floor again, breathe out. Ready? Touch your palms together and breathe in. Lower your arms down to the floor and breathe out. Bring your palms together again, breathing in. Lower your arms down and breathe out. Keep going, following your own breath as you move your arms up and down. Feel the air flow past your hands and arms as you move them up and down. Now let your arms gently rest on the ground. The hare kept running as fast as he could. The tortoise moved slowly but steadily. During the race, the hare looked behind him and saw how far behind the tortoise was, and stopped and began to laugh. Breathe in through your nose, and as you breathe out, say the word, ha. Breathe in through your nose, and breathe out, ha. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out, ha. One more time, breathe in, and out, ha. After laughing so much, the hare decided to show off and have a nap, to show everyone watching how confident he was that he'd win. But as the hare napped, the tortoise didn't stop, but kept moving forward, step by step. Now let's breathe in through our nose, and this time breathe out by blowing the air from our mouths, just like you're blowing bubbles. Ready? Breathe in through the nose, and now blow those bubbles. Breathe in and out. In and out. Good. Who do you think won the race? I'm sure that many of you have heard this tale before and know the answer from the story. But if we weren't talking about two animals, but people, do you think it's better to always be stronger and super fast, or slow but steady, or both, or something entirely different? Does it change depending on the situation? Do different things work for different people? I'd love to hear what you think. Could you leave us a comment on our Bedtime FM Facebook page? Or tweet us at Peace Out Podcast. For the parents and teachers, if you have a photo of your children or your class listening to Peace Out, we'd love to see that too. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy that you made the choice to calm down and slow down today, like our tortoise friend. Until next time, peace out. And peace within. Today's Peace Out story was written and narrated by me, Chanel Sang. Sound and editing by Rob Griffiths. Peace Out is part of Bedtime FM, an independent podcast network. Bedtime FM was founded by Rob Griffiths and is run entirely by a small group of awesome parents who volunteer their time to bring fun and original stories to children around the world. If you like what you hear, please consider donating to our Patreon at patreon.com/bedtime. Donations help us keep all our shows ad-free. You can listen to all our Peace Out episodes at bedtime.fm/peaceout. And don't forget to check out our Storytime podcast at bedtime.fm/storytime. Or you can listen to both on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.